This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was news this week in the auto tech space, that is, cars and technology, which are becoming closer every single day, it seems. The world's biggest automotive partnership, something called the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi Alliance, 10 million cars sold worldwide last year, so it ain't nothing, said it's going to start putting Google's Android operating system in its car starting in 2021. The consumer upside is infotainment systems that do more and are less, buggy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Demanding consumers want a lot of tech in their new cars. Turn-by-turn navigation, music, apps, voice control. And they want those things to just work. But right now,
there still is consumer sentiment that it's not hitting the mark.
And, says Kristen Collage of J.D. Power,
with experiences like voice recognition, we see consumers are quite unhappy with their experience.
And that's because, says Brian Reamer at MIT,
the systems that exist in the market are all over the place.
Every car maker does infotainment its own way. In this deal, cars from Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi would use Google's Maps, music app, voice assistant, and many other apps. It would be a more deluxe version of the more limited Android Auto, and the Alliance says iPhones will work with the new systems. By outsourcing the infotainment platform across models, says Reamer.
Now, there's also substantial savings to the manufacturers because their development costs should, in theory, go down to some degree.
And better tech can help sell more cars, says Gary Silberg at KPMG.
Especially with younger buyers, the technological prowess of a vehicle is very, very important to the buying decision.
Silberg says this deal could open the door for other big tech firms like Apple, which no doubt would also like to be more present in our cars. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.